"Surely I am coming soon." And John replied, "Amen, come Lord Jesus." So John met Jesus many times in the Spirit, but he said that the Lord is coming. This shows that Christ's second coming will not come as a spirit. And will Christ return on the clouds? Will Jesus really return on the clouds? So we should examine it against historical facts, as history is a mirror for the future as well as witness of the past. So in the past, was there ever a person that came on the clouds? So let's look at the prophecies concerning the second advent. In the Bible, it says that there are verses that say that Messiah will come on the clouds, like in Matthew 24:30 and Revelation 1:7. But then there are also verses that say that the Lord will come in his physical body, like in 2 John 1:7 and Revelations 12:5. There is words saying that people that if you say that anyone who says that the Christ is not coming in the flesh, he is the Antichrist. And also in Revelations, it says that the son of a woman is the one who will come and rule the world. So there are two prophecies saying that, a prophecy that says that the Messiah will come on the clouds, and a prophecy that says that Messiah will come physically. We need to understand, have the right perspective of the Bible. So, we need to know how to look at the Bible. Look for historical facts, such as the example of the second coming of Elijah. God said that he would send Elijah again before he sends the Lord, Messiah. And who was Elijah? Elijah, in the division of Israel, when there was north and south kingdoms, then there were many bad kings in north Israel, and so God sent many prophets to turn these people, the kings, to repent. And then he finally sent a special prophet, it was Elijah. And he's telling the story of Elijah. About how Elijah brought the prophets of Baal and Asherah to their knees, destroyed them, and Elijah's mission, and then how Elijah was ascended to heaven on a fiery chariot. And in Malachi, it says that Elijah would come again before the Messiah comes. This was the last promise of the Old Testament. And so, the disciples went around testifying that Jesus was the Messiah. And people went around saying that he was the Messiah, then the people that the disciples met would say, okay, if he's the Messiah, then where's Elijah? And Jesus said that if you're ready to receive it, he is Elijah, or John the Baptist is Elijah. The people thought that since Elijah went up in the clouds, that he would come down with the clouds, or he went up on the fiery chariots up into the clouds, so that he would come down in the clouds. So the people were looking to the sky, thinking that Elijah would come down with the clouds, but actually, John the Baptist was born from a woman. The people of Israel believed in the scripture literally, but Jesus understood what the Bible was saying. So was the interpretation of the Israelites right, or the interpretation that Jesus had right? Jesus was right. In Acts, it says that Jesus ascended to heaven on the clouds, and so they think that when he comes down back, that he will come back on the clouds. Then, Daniel says that, why are you looking to the clouds? Jesus, why are you looking to the sky? Jesus won't come down on the clouds. The way the Christian people interpret the Bible and Jesus' second coming is different than the Unification Church. The Christian people think that Jesus will come back on the clouds literally, but the Unification Church says differently, that the second Christ will be born from a man. At Jesus' time, the people belief about Elijah's second coming was different from Jesus. But the people, Jesus was right. In Daniel, it says that Jesus will come on the clouds, but then in Judges 7:14, it says that Jesus will come in the flesh. In Revelations 1:7, it says Jesus, the Christ on second advent, will come on the clouds, and Revelations 12:5 said that he will be born by the flesh. But so Elijah didn't come down from the clouds, but he was born, the second coming of Elijah was born in the flesh. And just the same way, Jesus, at his second coming, will not come down by the clouds, but he will be born from the flesh. So the conclusion is that Jesus won't come down in the clouds, but he will come in the flesh. In the Bible, in Revelation 1:7, it says that when the Son of Man comes, every person will see him. And even those who pierced him will see him. So each person means all people, but what does those people who pierced him mean? It doesn't. Those who pierced him doesn't mean the people that were living in Jesus' time, the Roman soldiers, will see him. But the people that persecute the followers of Jesus, these are the people that pierce the Son of Man. The Christians who believe he will come in the clouds will not see the kingdom of God. It says in that's in Luke 17:20, and then in Luke 17:21 says that the heavenly kingdom will not be realized in an instant as it would if Christ were to return on the clouds. And Luke 17:22 says, even though the day of the Son of Man will have already come, they will not be able to see it because the Lord will come like a thief in the night. So if the Lord comes like a thief in the night, then there will be people that will not be able to see the Lord of the second advent when he comes. If the Son of Man came appearing with trumpets sounding his coming and light shining, and if he came on the clouds and a glorious appearance, then who would not know the appearance of Jesus? But if Jesus were to come as a baby, then there would be many people that didn't know, that wouldn't see him. So these things do not make sense. If Jesus were to come in the flesh, I mean, these verses wouldn't make sense if Jesus came on the flesh, the clouds. And also in Luke 17:25, it says he would ever suffer persecution and rejection. If Jesus came as the Lord, a Savior, with all glory, why would he have to suffer persecution and rejection? And then in Matthew 7:21, 23, it says, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and perform miracles in your name? And then if they did this, even though people would say this, then Jesus would say, I never knew you, depart from me. So, in Luke 18:8 says, he may not find any faith on earth when he comes, as was in the case of Jesus' day. So, the believers will be looking towards heaven, thinking Christ will return on the clouds in glory. So when the that would be why the Lord of the Second Advent might not be able to find faith on earth. They wouldn't be prepared to receive the Messiah and unite with Him. So the fact that each person would see God, the Son of Man, when He comes doesn't make sense. But so the conclusion is that the Son of Man will come in the flesh. God has internal nature and external form, and God made Adam in His image to resemble Himself. So Adam had both spirit and flesh. And He made spirit as the subject and flesh as the object to unite and become a united being with God, to become unified being. But then Adam wasn't able to fulfill his portion of responsibility and fulfill God's will to be perfected being together with God. And that is why God sent Jesus, both in the spirit and the flesh, as a second Adam. He came, God sent Jesus so that He could bring salvation to all mankind, engrafting all man on Himself so that they could have new life. They could leave Satan's lineage and return to God's lineage, returning one, becoming one with God. But Jesus' body was claimed by Satan when the people put Him on the cross. So only spiritual salvation could be accomplished. That is why that Jesus promised that He would come again. The Christ of the Second Advent comes to fulfill what Adam couldn't do and accomplish the will that Jesus couldn't accomplish. So the Christ of the Second Advent wouldn't come only in spirit on the clouds, but the Christ of the Second Advent would come both in the flesh and spirit, meaning that the Christ of the Second Advent would come with physical birth. So, what is the meaning of the verse that Christ will return on the clouds? The Son of Man will be born from the woman. The woman will have a son. It's the Son of Man, Jesus, the Christ of the Second Advent. So, there's water and clouds. Clouds are more clean than water, because clouds is water that has been evaporated or vaporized. So, when fallen people are sanctified, they become better people and become saints. So, to become a saint is to become a better person. A better person than a fallen person is what sanctification means. And in the Bible, fallen man is symbolized as water many times. And so the verse, I mean, in order to receive the Messiah has to come on a foundation to receive the Messiah. So man has to make the foundation of faith and the foundation of substance, preparing a people that can receive the Messiah. So it says that also when the Christ will return, then the people will gather around him like the clouds. So the clouds don't mean literal clouds, but crowds of people that gather, that want to be better people, and the people that are better, faithful believers. So Christ will return on the clouds means he will come to the place where faithful believers have gathered. So the fact that Son of Man will come on the clouds means that he will come to faithful believers that have been prepared. Then why do the Christian people stick to the fact that Jesus will come as the clouds, come on the clouds? Why are they so stubborn? Why do they stubbornly believe that? And we have to look at the verse of Acts 1:11. Two people came to people of Galilee, and they asked, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven?" This is actually reprimanding the people. Why are you looking into heaven? Means don't look at heaven. Jesus, who was taken from you into heaven, will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven. Said, don't look at the sky. So if you connect the first verse and the second verse, to look at Jesus' lifestyle, So the first verse means don't look at the heavens, and the second verse means that Jesus who has taken you from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven, means that look at Jesus' life. When Mary went into Egypt and came back to Egypt on the donkey when she was pregnant, it's so difficult. Must have been such a difficult course, because even going there now, to put asphalt on, make a road there, the road is so rocky and difficult road, that the roads are slanted and they break. But so this is so Mary took a newborn baby into Egypt and came back the same way. And then Jesus was born in the stable and Mary protected him. And then when Jesus was 12 years old, he was found in the temple talking to the scribes and teaching the scribes. But instead of leaving Jesus in the temple, Mary took him away. And later on, when Jesus was 30 years old, he was a carpenter's son. He was the helper of the carpenter. When Joseph said, bring this wood, he would bring it. When Joseph said, saw this wood, then he would saw it. But this wasn't the mission that Jesus came to fulfill. But when he was doing this, when he was sawing the wood, he would do it with the heart that he was severing the ties of Satan. And he was uprooting Satan's from the people, and he was saving them. He had this kind of desperate heart that he spent his precious life doing the will that he wasn't meant to be doing. And he said that Jesus went to Mary 3 times saying, even if nobody else knows, you know my mission. I wasn't sent here to do this. God prepared a fence, a protection for Jesus, but everyone in that fence turned their back on Jesus and betrayed Jesus. Even though all people may not have believed and supported Jesus, Mary knew Jesus' mission. And Mary went into Zechariah's house when Elizabeth was pregnant, and she was there for 3 months, and when she left, she was pregnant. Joseph, what Joseph, her fiancé, would have said, people would ask Joseph, your fiancé is pregnant. And they asked Joseph, was he your baby? Is that your baby? And then Joseph was so bewildered, he went and asked Mary, that who is the father of your child? And Mary couldn't tell Joseph. She said, the Lord, baby is from the Lord, the Holy Spirit. But how can a baby be conceived without a man? And so Joseph was troubled so much, and
Nazar kilitledi o kadar, hadi bura.
at the conception of Jesus' time. Joseph had so many doubts, and so the angel appeared to him in his dream and comforted him, telling him not to worry. But even so, Joseph still had so many doubts and troublesome heart, even while he was raising Jesus. So there must have been a lot of difficulty in the family of Jesus. When Jesus went out, Jesus' family went to Jerusalem, and they left Jerusalem for the people, Jesus' parents didn't even notice that Jesus was missing for 3 days. When Jesus was so young, Jesus' parents left him, and when they found out that Jesus was missing, then Joseph must have thought about, if I don't go find him, then people will be, point their fingers at me and, spread bad rumors that Joseph left his son. It must have not been his son. And Mary must have been so sad that she wanted to go find her son, but she was looking at Joseph's eyes. But finally, they decided to go look for Jesus. And when they found Jesus in Jerusalem sitting by himself on a rock, and then Mary said, "Jesus, didn't you know that your father and mother were looking for you so much?" And then the young Jesus said, "Woman, didn't you know that I would be here in my father's house?" Jesus needed to get married, and he knew that. When Jesus was 17, he asked Mary for John the Baptist's sister's hand in marriage, and then Mary said, "Absolutely not," because that was the house that Jesus was conceived in. So this was impossible, out of the question for Mary. But then Jesus waited 7 years again and waited till he was 27 and went to Mary again saying, "Mother, I have to get married." But Mary didn't engage her son. And the disciples also didn't know the will of Jesus, and they all turned their backs on Jesus and disbelieved Jesus. So the cross is not a glorious cross, but it was an execution chair or execution cross. So God didn't want to see the cross. This was such a painful scene for God to see His Son go and be executed. Yet, for 2,000 years, the Christians have been upholding the cross. People carry pictures of Jesus on the cross, shedding blood, and then they would enter the room, the church, saying, "Oh God, oh Lord, thank you for shedding blood so that I could be saved. Thank you." But think about God's heart when He remembers the scene of Jesus dying on the cross. The people were supposed to unite with Jesus, and so that they could come back to God and unite with God. But without... So Jesus' life was a life of persecution. Was a persecution, life of persecution, and then betrayal. Jesus dying on the cross, being executed. Such a sad, sad, sad life. And God had to be reminded about this all throughout Christianity's history. So, we need to understand the true meaning or the true situation of Jesus and what His true mission was, and understand God's heart. And Christians of today are saying that, oh, Jesus will come back on the clouds. Then why did Jesus say that the Lord would come on the clouds then? This is what Jesus said. It was to prevent the delusions of Antichrist. People appearing saying that I am the Christ. And Jesus also said that in order to encourage the Christians to accomplish God's will. And so the people, the Christians, were persecuted so much and even fed to the lions, dying. But these people, the Romans were entertained by the Christians dying. But the people would turn their eyes to heaven and believe that maybe Jesus would appear in that cloud, and so Jesus would come now, because Jesus said that I will come before, I will come soon, I will come in your lifetime. So the reason that Jesus said that the Lord will come on the clouds, it has these two meanings: to prevent the delusions of Antichrist and to encourage the Christians to accomplish God's will. So when will Christ return? There are Bible verses that say that is unknowable. You cannot know when the time of Christ will come. But then there are also prophecies that say that it is that we can know when Christ will come. God does nothing without revealing His secrets to the prophets. The time of Noah, God said to Noah to build an ark. This was when all the people at that time were very sinful. So, God told Noah about the flood. So, wouldn't God tell somebody that He was sending His Son, Jesus, the most important... This was the most important incident in history that all people were waiting for. So God must have told somebody. And when Sodom was ruined, if there was 50 people, 10 people, 2 people, or even 1 person that was ruined, that was righteous, then God wouldn't have destroyed Sodom. It wouldn't. When in the last days we have to live according to the word. God already told the people when He was going to that He was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And the birth of Jesus was also known by Mary, Joseph, the wise men of the East. The wise men of the East came from far, bringing gifts for the baby Jesus. They were awake, and that is why they could know about the birth of Jesus. But the priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, and officials did not know the birth of Jesus. So the people that are awake and the people that are wise would be able to know the birth of Jesus. So God will absolutely tell the people of Jesus' return, and He will tell the people that are awake and the people who have wisdom. So, methods to find out the time is through the providence restoration, because restoration is all history in order to restore Adam and send the Messiah. Took 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus. In Abraham's time, his family could set the foundation to receive the Messiah on the family level. And then, so, through Jacob's family, they laid the foundation for the Messiah on the family level, but they had to, because Satan's foundation, Satan already had national foundation, which God's side didn't have yet. So if Jesus had been sent then the Messiah had been sent then he would have been killed. So Malachi's time was the time after that they prepared for the Messiah to come. And then finally the foundation of the Messiah could be laid. So 1930 years after Abraham plus 30 is when Jesus started his mission. So 1960 years after Abraham, the Messiah was declared. But because the people didn't believe in Jesus and put him to the cross, then Jesus could only fulfill the salvation spiritually. And through, together with the resurrected Jesus, Christianity started. And Christianity had to undergo 400 years persecution of the Roman Empire. And then the Rome became, Christianity became the national religion, the Christian Empire. This divide, this failed, and so was divided into North, East, and West Kingdom. And after the papal exile and return, then the through the Reformation of religion, this became the light of the world. This was a revival movement, and for 400 years from this time was the preparation for the second advent. So the Christ of the second advent, what happened from 1917 to 1930, within this time, and 30 years after he is born, in AD 1960, the Messianic Declaration should happen. And so if the people had been prepared and the Christian foundation had united with the Lord of the Second Advent, then he would have been able to fulfill his mission very quickly. But because he lost the foundation, then the Messiah had to be outcast and go such a bloody path. But the conclusion is that the Messiah is here. What will happen when the Messiah comes? In the lost the three great blessings by unfaithfulness. But Jesus overcame the three temptations. So God must work providence to restore good and evil on the worldwide level, to restore the worldwide foundation to receive the Messiah. The First World War was 4 years of 1914 to 1918. So because of this, the Messiah could be conceived and then born. The Messiah was born 10 months after that. And so the baby would be born in 1920, in January. And then the Second World War was for 6 years, from 1939 to 1945. And then on top of the foundation that God's side won, the Messiah would start his course as Messiah. And if the plan of providence was that the foundation would receive the Messiah and the Messiah would restore the world so fast, and he would have been the King of Kings in his 40s. But that youth, that beautiful time of youth, was all spent in Satan's death camp in the wilderness. And in order to indemnify the foundation that was lost, Father became 80 years old. So we must know, as blessed families, we must know the tears of our true parents. True parents and God has walked a path thousands and thousands more times difficult than my path in order to find me. The fact that throughout history, nobody was able to call out to God, calling him Father as a true son. But because of true parents, then we have received the blessing to call out to God, Father, as true sons and daughters of God. The end of the World War II, the Messiah was 25 years old. At this time, Father had already found out the principle, and he was a very mature Messiah, like a man. Before 1945, was the occupation of Japan. So Father couldn't open his mouth and talk. But as soon as Korea was liberated, then Father started talking and talking and spreading the word, like, with such speed and such fervor. And he went and proclaimed God's word and brought it to the ends of the world, to all four corners of the world. So God's ideology meets Satan's ideology, and there is ideological conflict. But then there will be victory on God's side, and thus will lead into peace and unity of the world. So we need to... So the World War I, World War II, and World War III were the providences to restore Earth, restore humanity, and restore ideology. So we just sang the song a few in the beginning. So if we think of the lyrics of the Unified Soldier Song, then this song is not a song to just sing with our mouth, but this holy song should come from the bottom of our hearts. The strong bond of heart is the force, bringing the world into life. Joined in a kinship of love, all shall live as one. Here in the home of our hearts, we'll share evermore. On this foundation of happiness, we shall live forever. New culture dawns in the East, glorious beyond our dreams. Mankind transformed in his life shall be one family, ever to serve and attend our true parents' own. Without a doubt, the world shall be one world of victory. These words, these holy songs, should just flow out of our mouths when we're walking, when we're sitting down. True parents came and sacrificed their whole life to indemnify the whole history of mankind. We are watching and we are participating in true parents' work. We must all make sure that we don't miss the time and make all of our efforts to fulfill God's will together with true parents. Thank you. Shall we sing a holy song? Let's sing the Unified Soldiers song. Strong bond of heart is the force, bringing the world into life. Joined in a kinship of love, all shall live as one. Here in the home of our hearts, we'll share evermore. This foundation of happiness, we shall live forever. Where is pride and heavenly war? Unified soldiers, mightily, with one accord, we shall march, we shall march on. True men of boundless domain, magnifying their light. Glorious beacons of truth, o'er all things of the earth. From that original world, life will spring and grow. In its expression, it gives to all the fulfillment of hope. Where is pride, heavenly war, unified soldiers, mightily his will to do, we shall march on. pride, heavenly war, unified soldiers, mightily proclaiming, we shall march, we shall march on. New culture dawns in the east, glorious beyond our dreams. Mankind transformed in its light shall be one family, ever to serve and attend our true parents home. Without a doubt, the world shall be one world of victory. We are pride, heavenly war, unified soldiers, mightily into that ideal we shall march, we shall march on. Second verse, true men of boundless domain, magnifying their light. Glorious beacons of truth, o'er all things of the earth. From that original word, life will spring and grow. In its expression it gives to all the fulfillment of hope. Where is pride, heavenly war, unified soldiers, mightily his will to do, we shall march, we shall march on. Based on the order of God, we'll build truthfulness. One constant value that gives pledge of eternity. The standard of truth, which is raised above, will decorate far distant days of radiant goodness. Where is pride, heavenly war, unified soldiers, mightily proclaiming, we shall march, we shall march on. New culture dawns in the east, glorious beyond our dreams. Mankind transformed in its light shall be one family, ever to serve and attend our true parents home. Without a doubt, the world shall be one world of victory. Where is pride, heavenly war, unified soldiers, mightily into that ideal we shall march, we shall march on. Shall we pray in unison together? Dear Holy Father, today you have been with us this fifth day. You have been with us. You know, we know that you are our parents. So we look back and repent on the life that we have lived until now. And pray that we can have your character and your heart so that we can raise your banner and so that all mankind can be transformed in your light. All the people that are living in darkness can have hope following the light. I pray that we can be so grateful and that we don't lose hope. And we can be people that hold on to hope. And we can be people that can act pray that you can be with us. And I pray that we can be people that are victorious by serving you. And I pray that this whole world can be a world that can attend to you. I pray that when your parents come tomorrow, you can bless their footsteps. And I pray that you can be together with us this night, that we can share our hearts together. I pray these things in the name of Reverend Yu, Blessed Angel Family, Achu. Thank you very much. Let's give a big round of applause to Reverend Yu. I have an announcement. Please do dishes if it's your turn. And the American members and the Japanese members can go to Hyungjin-im's service on Sunday, the 3 o'clock service, and we'll prepare a bus. The transportation will be 10,000 won. It's on Sunday after all the program is finished. So please tell your team leader whether you are going or not. There is a watch here, a nice watch. If you lost your watch, please come and get it. Thank you.